"Indeed I will," said Thorin, and he fastened it upon a fine chain that hung about his neck and under his jacket. "Now things begin to look more hopeful. This news alters them much for the better. So far we've had no clear idea what to do. We thought of going east, as quiet and careful as we could, as far as the Long Lake. After that the trouble would begin."
"A long time before that, if I know anything about the roads east," interrupted Gandalf.
"We might go from there up along the river running," went on Thorin, taking no notice, "and so to the ruins of Dale, the old town in the valley there, under the shadow of the mountain. But we none of us liked the idea of the front gate. The river runs right out of it through the great cliff at the south of the mountain, and out of it comes the dragon, too, far too often, unless he's changed."
"That would be no good," said the wizard. "Not without a mighty warrior, even a hero. I tried to find one, but warriors are busy fighting one another in distant lands, and in this neighborhood heroes are scarce, or simply not to be found. Swords in these parts are mostly blunt, and axes are used for trees, and shields as cradles or dish covers, and dragons are comfortably far off, and therefore legendary. That is why I settled on burglary, especially when I remembered the existence of a side door. And here is our little Bilbo Baggins, the burglar, the chosen and selected burglar. So now let's get on and make some plans."
"Very well, then," said Thorin. "Supposing the burglar expert gives us some ideas or suggestions."
He turned with mock politeness to Bilbo.
"First, I should like to know a bit more about things," said he, feeling all confused and a bit shaky inside, but so far still tookishly determined to go on with things. "I mean about the gold and the dragon and all that, and how it got there, and who it belongs to, and so on and further."
"Bless me," said Thorin. "Haven't you got a map? And didn't you hear our song? And haven't we been talking about all this for hours?"
"All the same, I should like it all plain and clear," said he obstinately, putting on his business manner, usually reserved for people who tried to borrow money off him, and doing his best to appear wise and prudent and professional and live up to Gandalf's recommendation.
"Also, I should like to know about risks, out-of-pocket expenses,